This is Geek IO Watches. We're watching Good Burger on Netflix. I'm CJ.
I'm Jared Azevedo. I usually go second, I think.
I'm Jared Budlong.
I'm Robert.
I'm Darren Campbell.
We don't have notes.
This is what happens when we don't have notes.
Yeah,
there's no plan.
I just realized I'm out of drink.
And I broke my microphone stand.
Whoopsie. So
good job.
Whoops.
Good job.
Somehow. It only has two legs now.
They're screwed in through the sides, so you might want to find the screw.
Find the screw.
Yeah. You can go
I just want a clip of Budlong saying they're screwed into the sides. Can I have that? Thanks. All right.
If you clip it, sure.
It's on YouTube, so.
Rachel will be coming in watching the movie every once in a while with us. Yeah, we're watching Good Burger, the 1997 cult classic. This is also kind of a combination with Terrible Tuesday Movie Night, but since it's not Tuesday, we're going to call it Terrible Tube Movie Night.
Terrible Saturday Movie Night?
I was trying to stick with
Saturday. Saturday Sack Movie Night.
Dale's Saturday Sack.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how I feel about this. I'm not quite sure.
We're watching Good Burger on Netflix. We normally do a YouTube because HOA has a YouTube thing, but since we really wanted to watch something horrible on, and it was only available on for free on Netflix, we decided to watch it there.
Yeah, so we may get out of sync, and it'll be fun, but stick with it.
Stick with us.
An hour and 35 minutes of fantastic 1997 glory.
Keenan, Kel, and Sinbad.
Oh, yeah, Terrible Tuesday Movie Night connection, by the way. Sinbad was in Jingle All the Way.
Yes, he was.
There we go.
Right there with Arnold.
Yeah.
Arnold.
That's a lost episode of How It Stacks tie-in right there.
Yeah.
Oh, Arnold.
The Jingle All the Way. Some of us watched it, but we never got together to actually record it. So,
if you never recorded it, then it's not lost.
No, it's lost.
It's just lost.
Putting that out there. Jingle All the Way is still on Netflix. You could still watch it. You should watch it in June.
Oh, okay.
In July.
Christmas in
Stack
July.
It in June. No, that's too cliche. June.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right, now that we've actually started, let's just do this.
Good Burger, 4 seconds in. For those watching with us later, the first star of the Paramount logo is about at 2 o'clock, 4 seconds in. And so on. When I count to three, I will say go, and then we go.
Okay.
Is that clear?
For reference, because I had the same problem, in Netflix, the timer for the countdown of the movie says 1:35:14. If you don't have a,
I'm watching it on my PlayStation 3, yeah, so I
if
guess
you don't have
it's
a
real.
Start count, if you don't have 4 seconds, it's 1:35:14.
And if you're
14.
On your Roku, you're just SOL.
You're out of luck.
Nice.
All right. So, in 3, 2, 1, go.
Is this meant to be a silent intro here?
No, I was just turning up my TV thinking...
Yes, it is silent. It is silent.
Yeah. This is the 1920s Good Burger.
Oh, check out those sweet computer graphics.
Oh,
why
yeah.
is there a
oh,
car?
Yeah. CG, baby.
Why is it a car?
Because...
Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm going to get through the hangout. Tomato.
Oh, man.
Smiley
stop
face.
Motion,
this is actually kind of cool stop motion, I gotta say.
It's all Vine all up in here.
Yeah, this was Vine before.
This predated Vine. Jeez.
Hipster burger. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
I like that to go. Thanks.
Aw, Kel. All right.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
It's Ginger Dead Man.
Woo! It's Ginger Burger Man. Oh, God.
He is tripping.
Whoa.
Whoa! Yeah,
there's three of them. What the hell?
What the heck?
What are they putting in the special sauce?
Oh, God.
What the heck?
We're combining rubber into Good Burger suddenly. I don't know what's going on here.
Dream sequence.
What the hell?
This is Alice in Wonderland, Kell edition. Where's the white rabbit?
Oh, look at that boombox in the background there.
Yes.
He sleeps in his uniform.
Who does not sleep in their uniform?
Those of us who don't work until 3 a.m.
He doesn't only sleep in his uniform.
Oh, and washes it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That is dedication, son. Holy crap.
She's a dude. We're all dudes. Hey, I'm a dude. She's a dude. He's a dude.
Jeez. Why does he leave the shower curtain open?
So the camera can see. Come on now.
Abe Vigoda.
You need the counter guy.
No, you need the counter guy. Where's the counter guy? Oh, yeah.
Rollerblades.
Wow. Hey, don't use brand names. Where they're not endorsed. Where they're not endorsing
sorry,
us.
Sorry, inline skates.
Thank
Linda
you.
Cardinelli. This episode of PKO Watches is probably watched by Sinbad.
No Velma was in this movie.
Oh, that's so horrible! Holy crap!
Oh, jeez.
Why does that little girl look like she's 30?
Because she's a stunt actress.
No, really?
I'm just taking a guess here, but yeah, I'm going to say yes.
A stunt actress for a skipping rope. There you go, a jumping rope.
Some food.
Only Ed
I just
knows
I wanted I wanted some more fish and they wouldn't give me more fish.
Oh, here we go.
I asked for more Good Burger and they wouldn't give me more Good Burger.
Oh, not the baby, not the baby.
Wham, right into the baby.
Isn't that kidnapping?
Yes. Yes it is.
Oh crap. Oh, that is a really bad doll. What the hell?
Did you expect him to use a real baby? Come on.
Oh, that baby looked like out of Baby Geniuses or something like that. Oh, 5 seconds.
And he held up two fingers.
He just held up two fingers.
You got 5 seconds.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who noticed the two fingers.
Ocean needs to get on that kid. He didn't even clock in.
Fuck. Mondo Burger.
Mondo Burger. Drum roll. And again. Holy shite.
It's the Walmart of fast food joints.
What's a Walmart? I'm joking, by the way. That's a joke.
It's an American thing. You wouldn't
I know
understand.
What Walmart is.
What is Abe Vigoda doing in this
Dude,
movie?
I feel bad for that old guy.
Nice.
Oh, all these, all that characters, and Abe Vigoda.
Of course the old guy had to go to there. Yeah.
Poor Abe Vigoda.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Holy crap.
There it is.
Looks like
oh my gosh.
It's officially my favorite thing
ever. Left the 70s or 80s.
Feels like I'm watching.
I'm not even sure where that outfit's from, man. I can't even put a decade on that.
You know Epstein Hammer's got talent.
I think that's a couple of decades like mixed together in that.
That's a patchwork quilt of shenanigans and decades.
I'm still looking at you.
Kenan Thompson.
Oh my god, we're only 7 minutes in. Oh my gosh. Feels like I've been here for hours.
Shaft.
Oh god.
That Shaft's one.
Schools have for summer.
At least they didn't start singing "Hot for Teacher."
Is that Coolio? Or no, that's Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon.
Bang and Mariah Carey, Nick Cannon.
Actually, when was that? That would have been close.
97. No, just 97. 97. He wasn't even 18 yet.
Yeah. Whatever.
She's a cougar. She's not that much of a cougar.
Well, she let you drive this. Move your fat ass. Uh-oh. Mayonnaise spillage.
I think that's salt.
Oh, close enough.
Or sugar.
Wait, what's wrong with showing up to work without your pants? I do that every day.
I do that every day. Luckily, the store's closed, but hey.
Yeah, Dale just lives upstairs from his store. God, that hair. Oh, Nick Cannon?
No.
Or Kenan?
Oh, Kenan.
Apparently, Kenan so has has a tan line on his left ring finger, like where you would have your marriage ring at.
Say what?
Was he married at this point?
I don't know.
Is this how they did deliveries in the 90s?
Yes.
Oh, on inline blades.
Inline skate.
You don't have Sonic over there either, do you?
Oh, no. Roadkill.
Okay, do you know about Sonic?
I heard Johnson and Sonic.
No, okay. They
close on that.
Oh.
I need that fro wig. I need the fro wig for Dragon Con.
Nice. You messed my afro.
He does. Holy crap. HD, you have led me to believe that Kenan was married in 1997.
Wow. Someone look that up.
I don't know.
Run into me.
These brownies are good. They're healthy, too. Tastes like pudding. It's awesome.
Pudding?
Pudding.
Pudding.
Hey, he was born in Georgia.
Who? Kenan?
Yeah.
No fooling.
$22,000 for the 90s. That's expensive as hell.
I know, right? Whack 20 years of inflation on that, and you've got a house right there.
No, yeah, 2011 really. Is when he got married to Christina and Evangeline.
Oh,
who the freak is that?
She doesn't have a link, so I'm going to say she's not not well-known.
Famous?
Who?
Wow.
Christina Evangeline.
Who is this?
His wife, Kenan's wife.
Oh,
check out this headline. Sorry. SNL's Kenan Thompson weds his boo, Christina Evangeline, in Atlanta. Jeez. Sorry.
Hate to put a black man in jail.
I'd hate to put a black man in jail. I would need to go through and rewatch this and just clip out.
This is the
stuff.
90s. You are the only person who doesn't like to put black men in jails. Nice. He didn't get married until 2011.
How's he going to call the police? What does he have? A car phone?
Car phone, baby.
Oh.
I'm at a payphone trying to call home.
I want to see the 90s car phone. Get the 90s car phone. I love those things.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, look at them rings.
Oh, what a stash.
That stash.
That stash.
That stash, though.
Oh, that's...
oh, yes.
Oh, there we are.
Oh, Zach.
That's your phone.
Bringing me back to Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
Wow.
I love 90s phones, man. It's the greatest thing of the 90s.
I want to know who was in charge of wardrobe.
I get a summer job.
Like it's the end of the world.
At the opposing burger shop. That wasn't predicted at all. Wow.
This looks like they stuck a restaurant inside a Laser Quest.
Hey, is that Jet Jackson?
What? Whoa.
The dude from Jet Jackson.
Is that the dude from Jet Jackson? It
IMDb,
might be.
Hold on, because he died.
Wow, that's
recently.
A lot of cheese. Holy fuck.
It is the guy from Jet Jackson.
I don't want to eat that burger ever. Wait.
I don't know. It has a lot of all the good stuff on it. I want that burger.
I don't want...
Now I don't.
They do that all the time. Jeez.
Is that the dude from Angel? No.
Spike?
No, it's not Spike.
No, Gun.
No, I think he's just douchebag from the
90s.
Slash guy on S.H.I.E.L.D. now. With superpowers. I can't think of his name on S.H.I.E.L.D.
No.
Pestiferous? Wow. Pulling out some big words.
Whoa. Chuckles.
Alright, I have a confession.
No,
for some reason in my memory, I imagined Ben
Whoa!
Stiller in that role.
What the heck?
Gun in S.H.I.E.L.D. Or in Angel.
Yeah, it's J. August Richards or something like that.
J. August Richards or something like that.
Yeah, I guess I
can...
Strawberry chicken.
That's disgusting.
Oh, Lord.
This is really the only, like, the second or third time I've ever seen, third time that I've ever seen this movie. So it's just that it's burned itself in my head so much.
Oop. Runtime, 14 minutes.
No, right?
An hour and 14 minutes?
No. That we've been watching it. 14 minutes.
14 minutes,
no.
Yeah.
Okay, Jared's and maybe Raul, do you guys remember in the 90s there was a supermarket chain, or not supermarket chain, but like a big box store called Incredible Universe?
No.
No.
Oh, no. They
I don't
had
think
a
we
roller
had those
coaster
in
inside
Alabama.
Of them.
Yeah,
they
I don't think
in
we
Alabama,
had those here.
No, technically just coming into
no,
the
No, that's
night,
right. You guys so. Are just now getting to the 90s. You'll get them next year, don't worry.
We pretty much have one of two stores. Well, three stores. Walmart, H-E-B,
it is
and
him,
Super
dude.
S.
It is the guy from Angel. That's the
guy,
it
is the guy from
Angel.
Okay.
And S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh wow.
See, Human I can't places. Look anything up because that'll screw my
beginnings.
Setup.
Yeah, the guy with superpowers and the sun blew up on the bridge. So,
hey, this
alert.
Isn't showing Jet Jackson in this movie. It does. It's going back to 2000 or 99.
It's not Jet Jackson.
I
it's the guy from. From Agents of
no,
S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, this is going to be bad. The other African-American male.
the black boss guy.
Yeah. He looks like Jet Jackson, but it's not him, evidently.
It's the guy from Angel and S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, not him.
Wait, what?
Not
what
Kurt. Kurt is Kurt. Kurt is J. August Richards.
There's a lot of buns in the back room, just taking it back to the movie here.
The bun room, man. Don't you have one of those in your house?
Yeah.
You
sure.
Of all people should
I've
have a bun room
I've actually had
in
that
house,
happen
Dale.
To me. Just give me the bun. no meat.
I have a creative assortment of buns hanging here on my shelf. They're small ones, big ones, little ones. Manager!
Can you say hell in a Nickelodeon movie?
Oh, yeah. Jeez. He was a nice guy.
That's a lot of milkshakes.
Mmm. They bring all the boys to the yard, I hear.
What was that?
Yeah, Keenan just grew out, and Kel, according to Rachel, Kel got hot and then disappeared in his hotness.
That was awesome. Have you ever been to Australia? No, me either.
Dale's been to Australia.
I've been to Australia several times.
He's there right now.
I'm here right now.
I've never been to Australia.
Oh, that's
I'm afraid to
question.
Go to Australia. I don't want bugs chasing me everywhere.
So has anyone been to Australia?
Yeah, and Dale.
Oh. Hello.
Though I wouldn't mind Dale chasing me places.
You can have Dale.
I'd be scared of me chasing myself. I don't know anything else.
What? I don't know. We're trying to make sense watching this movie, Dale. Dale!
Oh.
Ouch!
What the heck just happened?
I thought he just... I don't know what that was.
See, I'm getting all the chapter names as well, because of the way I'm watching it, because of weird loopholes. I've got all the chapter names, too, so this is fun.
Wait, chapter names?
Yes.
Yeah, like on a DVD.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
iTunes is watching it on Dale.
Oh, that's horrible.
I reckon I'm going to get a whole heap of weird recommendations now from iTunes going, you watched yes. Goodfinger, you would like to watch this. That's a good question. What would it be recommending to me? I'll look after this.
Not to your knowledge.
Not to your knowledge.
Right, this is actually pretty accurate for 90s job interviews. They never checked anything. As long as you answered the questions correctly, you got a job on the spot.
Right.
That's how I got a job working for the movie theater.
You know movies, right? To your knowledge.
Yeah. Do you know how to run a? Do you know how to sweep a floor? Yes. Do you know how to clean stuff up? Yes. Congratulations. You're making $8 an hour.
Wow, $8 an hour?
In the 90s?
In the 90s?
Late 90s. But, 77 years old.
I should have died 2 years ago. Yeah. Get off my burger.
This is dark, holy crap.
I don't eat meat. I eat meat.
I like his name tag as I'm Svetch.
How can a vegetarian work at a hamburger place?
The sense in which you don't need any.
Oh. And then it's going to go right to the burger.
Flip a burger.
That's the trope.
No, that's going to go.
Oh. Now flip the burger. No, one more.
Nice.
You want to
so what is
off?
Spatch up to these days? Let's look him up.
Spatch? Hold on, let's find out. Ron Lester. Let's see what he's up to these days.
Wow, he has a name.
He actually... Let's see. CSI New York. All right. Sabrina the Teenage Witch from 2001.
Oh, I love that show.
Wow.
I shouldn't, but I do.
Freaks
no, you
and Geeks.
But I did too.
Varsity Blues.
Yeah, I'm there with you, Dale.
It's a guilty pleasure. It really is a guilty pleasure.
So it jumps from 2005 in CSI to the Fat Boy Chronicles in 2010, and that's it.
The Fat Boy Chronicles?
Evidently.
What is that?
Varsity Blues, it's we already mentioned. Spatch. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
The Burgermobile, of course, oh, because we couldn't think of creative names.
But what about the roller skates? I thought that's how all deliveries were made. Sorry, inline rollerblades. Sorry. The burger game? Is that really what this chapter is called? Really? The burger game? The good burger game? Jeez. Good burger?
Okay.
Creative chapter names.
Okay. Now I'm confused as to why he did the inline skates thing.
I know, that's... I'm still confused by that, too.
I don't remember this Burgermobile thing at all.
Plot hole. But wait, first, you have to have a plot.
Oh, man. That robe! Oh, my God, that robe. Dude, you see Sinbad right there? That's my Dragon Con cosplay this year.
There you go. Mr. Jaguar print.
Yes.
Anyone still up for that not going to Dragon Con party? I'm still here.
Uh-huh. Come back here.
I'm back here. I jingle so all the way, if you know what I mean.
No, nobody will ever come near me at Dragon Con. How to become the biggest nerd at Dragon Con.
Wow. Tough life. Much?
Yeah, only 6 hours a day? What the hell?
That's Whee! 30 hours, math girl.
I want to know who that guy
I
is.
I can't see a gun. Just wanted to like roll up his sleeve and show me his centipede hookup.
Whoa.
Somebody needs to charge their phone.
Is it me?
It's me.
Oh, okay.
Mondo.
Put it on
oh, someone just plugged in their phone. I thought that was part of the movie. So, you know. Yeah,
he's gonna keep doing it.
The grand opening.
Spatch smash.
Spatch smash. Get out. Why the fuck is he spinning around?
Because he told him to watch his back.
Oh, okay.
Watch his butt, actually.
Oh.
Watch his butt, there you go. I do that too. Except I can see my butt from where I am.
Wow.
What the hell?
It's Mondo quite an opening for a...
Hey, a jazz band? What's going on?
Heck,
that's a big band. That ain't a jazz band.
Did they work out a deal with the local high school, or what's going on?
It's the Brian Stetzer Orchestra after they had their one hit.
And the family dentistry in the corner, anyone see that? There you go.
Yes.
There's this big Michael Eisen small dentistry place.
That's not a real drum person playing those. Oh, dear God.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
Oh, of course. Because that's how electricity works.
It is how electricity works. You didn't know that?
Yeah, it is. Oh my God, really?
I kind of want that
jacket.
Is
this a hamburger place?
Yes.
Or a game show?
A little bit of both. A little
it's
bit of both.
It's the 90s. Yes. The answer is yes.
The price is right.
Nickelodeon guts all up in there.
Where's the slime? I was expecting some slime.
Yeah. Come on, guts, anybody? Nobody? Come on.
Oh.
As a veto, at least you.
What? I'm sorry. What?
Guts?
I got sucked into the movie for there. Guts? Oh. Yeah, guts, man. The aggro crag.
Yeah, dude. I need that jacket.
Oh my God, guys, we're 26 minutes in. I wanna go home. Oh wait, I already am. Never mind.
I would expect for them as much money as they spent on the...
The props, the registers should so not be those.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not the same
registers. They have the exact same registers.
Possible thumbs.
Wait, what? Why are they counting the I suppose I have to count the tills out the back, I guess.
And he smells it because why not?
Because...
Excitable.
Please tell me he had it in his pocket.
Yes. No, he had it down pocket. His pants.
He had it down his pants. That's disgusting.
He went, oh, there's your burger.
This is the fakest burger ever. Oh,
what the heck?
And now it's back to normal.
Ta-da!
Spatch's magic spatula.
Yeah, man. Why is a vegetarian working at a fast food restaurant? Aw.
The meat whisperer.
I thought that was Dale.
Oh.
Oh. Keenan, even though he was 23 at the time, still hadn't hit puberty.
After you lock up, if you know what I mean.
That's where my stuff is.
What is that even?
90s black girl sass. Yeah.
That sass right there.
Oh no, hey, Pagoda.
Oh, no. Oh, my back.
Inline skating nut. Only $1,900?
Yeah, I know, right?
Wait, ruined one it summer, a, thus he ruined his wife.
It was a $24,000 car, but it costs $1,900 to repair.
I love how nobody checks on Ed.
Yeah, poor, poor Abe.
You say ass in a Nickelodeon movie?
Oh, I meant Abe, you're right. Good call, sorry.
Oh, really?
What was
oh, Blockbuster Video! Oh my god!
Yes!
PG or PG-13?
We still have those! We still have those here!
We don't. What?
You don't have those over there?
No.
They just shut them all down. Thing to me.
Oh, that pink suit! Oh my god! This guy is my idol!
It's a Sinbad, geez.
Now it's up to $2,500.
No.
Oh, that suit. Those pants.
I want this wardrobe. Someone looked up who was in charge of wardrobe.
Blue
velvet. Wait, does he have bell bottoms on?
Yes.
On?
Yeah.
Yes, he does. Yes. He just asked for a big booty burger. That's a thing.
Big booty burger.
I want a big booty burger, too.
You want one of those Mondo burgers with all that extra meat in there?
Oh.
Ow.
Oh. What? Wait, where did he get those grapes from? What?
I think they're on the burger. They're on the burger. I'm like, not joking.
On a burger. Grapes. Ew.
Dude, what? If they show his burger again, you can see them on the burger.
That's
I thought they're on the side. On the side.
No, but they're on the burger, too.
There you go.
See?
Oh. Why?
No, it's just overly green lettuce.
Yeah. But they do have grapes on the sides. That's my
Some places
saw.
Do that.
That's disgusting.
Oh! Whoa!
Oh!
Oh, whoops.
Whoa, what's up with the music change? What is this?
Hell sauce. It's in his drink now, too.
That's the key. Hi.
What happened to that guy?
All that happened to him?
This guy reminds
me of... He was like the
me.
All That Jim Carrey.
Yeah,
that's
he was.
That's Josh Server, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And what's he's famous for? Good Burger?
Drake that's and Josh. Right? Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide? What the heck is
what?
That?
What?
90s Nickelodeon.
Wow.
Okay.
Is what he was known for. What's in the sauce?
What's in the sauce?
He was in The Secret World of Alex Mack.
Yeah.
Oh.
90s Nickelodeon.
Oh my god, really? We're gonna have another plot point? Oh, really? This movie's way too long already.
Woo! We're still... Yet somehow we're magically gonna get people to come in here, even though nobody comes in here.
Yeah, all the people, what, all See, five of them that
there,
work
there?
There
lies the problem. Nobody's
oh,
coming in.
Oh,
they
off. Okay.
And now look at all the people.
The sauce is that good.
What? I don't get this at all.
Please tell me that's Kel singing.
It is.
Yes.
It is. What song is that?
The song
I really want. I want Abe to join in.
It's the Good Burger song.
Oh, dude, he's dude. She's dude. We're all dudes. Yeah.
Whoa. I don't know if I would want giant sweaty walrus guy hugging me if I was Abe Vigoda.
A little help here, okay? A little help. Sorry. I could be in this movie doing that girl voice. That'd be great.
Yes, you could.
Oh, wow. Do you think we could sound a look at us? Sorry. Starting to do that script again. What the hell?
Pickles. Business. It doesn't
what the hell? Either. Is that in the movie, or is someone having a domestic?
No, that's...
someone having a domestic.
Ah! It's an Australian thing, you wouldn't understand.
Oh no. Roku just died.
Oh!
Frank. As he gets better internet and his hardware fails.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry, it's not working.
We can't handle your blistering fast internet.
Just for the record, 35 minutes is the length of this episode, everyone. Good night! I'm joking. Oh, that would be an uncomfortable floor. Ugh. Look at all the food on the floor.
Just waiting for the to happen when he gets up.
You know what's going to happen, though.
Good Burger's my life.
My life, dude.
I
big California surfer accent. I love it.
Yeah.
Squishing my pancreas.
That's not all he could be. Oh, wait.
Whoa.
His belly was just kind of there. So, yeah.
Just put your forehead near my belly button.
Why does he have a body? Why does he have an anatomy thing in his office?
Don't ask.
The sauce
is tripping me out, man.
Oh, what? That's not what headbutt sounds like.
I will show you
like.
My centipede.
Whoa.
Hey.
Hey. That's what she said. What?
He's not even pulling down the right part of the... Oh, my gosh.
Yay!
Sweaty all.
Sweaty oh,
wallers,
that's
man.
Just awkward. Oh.
Math is hard.
Because it's cool to take advantage of your autistic friends.
Right.
79 cents for a small shake. McDonald's charged me freaking $3 the other day.
Jeez. 90s. Things were cheaper back then.
Although, would you like to see
did nobody else players? Just catch that?
No.
Oh,
he just
crap.
Asked if he wants to see his secret place.
Yeah.
Oh,
and, but okay. No, and then... Freaking Keaton looked down and he was like, that's not what I had in mind.
Nice.
Although, you are in the closet, so you know, you got that going for you.
I don't know, I'm about 30 seconds behind, so...
Oh, okay. So you're not that far.
Oh, he just said
37:44. Yeah.
So we're going to all laugh. It's going to be like that time I was on How It Stacks. The guys are going to laugh, and then you'll hear me laugh 15 seconds later.
Yeah. Yeah.
How was that? Oh, because you were on Hangout. Aww.
Bud Long thinks that parent splitting is funny.
What?
I'm not feeling the yo-yo. Come on.
I didn't laugh at anything. Not on purpose.
No, that was probably my delayed laughing.
Okay.
him talking about his six toes and cardboard boxes.
He bought me a yo-yo. Yo?
Yo? YOLO? You bought me a YOLO.
When you yo-yoed it. I like the yo-yo as a verb.
Sorry, I'm falling asleep here. Sorry. I should wake up.
Yeah. There's not enough 90s slapstick in this. We need more.
And really, the last week I watched we did was Biodome, so this is... Yeah. We're doing 90s.
That's pretty much our MO.
Yeah. Our MMO?
Yes.
See you tomorrow, buddy. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Hey, I found the screw.
Hey, heyo. You are gonna freak.
He freaked. She was correct. Yeah. Oh, 90s black girl sass. I love it. It's like Moesha all up in this joint.
How what do they the even hell? See over that burger hood?
Burger
he
hood.
Can't. Don't you see the way he's driving? See, there you go. He can't see over it.
And yeah.
Bud Long called it.
Oh, this is a new definition of drive up.
Yeah, really.
That's what you Americans call it, right? Yeah, there we go.
Yes.
Shaq. Awesome.
Shaq.
Shaq.
You know, that's right.
UPN! UPN!
UPN!
Wait, oh, that was a channel back in the day. Holy crap. Yep.
Yes, it was.
I need to sit down. I can't take it.
Wow, you guys have pain?
Dude, you know, it kind of looked like the rape sloth look on his face.
Okay, I'm good now.
What?
Oh!
Consider yourself tomatoed.
Those are rotten tomatoes right there. Ha!
Ha!
UPN. Oh my god, it's blowing my mind.
UPN. United Programming Network, right?
Network, yeah.
Right.
You're not wrong. About
it. Yeah, really? Nice.
You just called something.
Do you know how hard that is to do?
Yeah, very. United Programming Network. Chef Fonda is getting rebranded, everyone, to the United Programming Network.
Nice.
You might be able to buy that name for a good price, too.
Yeah. CW has forgotten that they used to be known as UPN, so they're just like, oh, yeah, we still have this. Here's our piece of paper.
Right? You can have it for $4. It's fine.
You can have it for a good
price. Hey, it's actually United Paramount Network.
Shut up. No, it's not.
Well, I just looked it up.
This movie is made by Paramount, so that makes sense.
What is that?
United Paramount Network, UPN.
Because this movie is made by Paramount.
Launched in 95, by the way, so it was only 2 years before this movie started.
Huh. Who's that? That looks familiar. Oh, that's the Mondo Burger guy. Never mind.
Correct, Mondo.
Hey, we have his name now. His name's Kurt.
Dude, when Kurt was standing there, his shadow wasn't matching.
He calls himself Kurt. His hair isn't matching. His hair's a different hue. And that's over the shoulder versus on.
No, but like, they had his shadow behind him, but it was not moving.
His first name is Jan, by the way. J-A-N.
Jan?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Kel?
No.
Kurt.
Kurt.
Oh.
Kel's first name is Kel.
Yeah, it's Jan Patrick Schweiderman.
Schweiderman?
Swaggerman?
No, Schweiderman. S-C-H-I-E-T-E-R-M-A-N.
Schweiderman.
He's like Spider-Man, but he has to change his pants all the time.
Oh, that's a horrible power.
Plus one internet to veto.
What's his vulnerabilities?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Burger King. There you go.
Bad coffee.
Six tacos in a parking lot. What's his vulnerability is? What? What? I think he likes me.
That dip dong? Wow.
Nice.
We could say ass and hell, but anything other than dip dong.
Dick dong? I'll take a dick dong, it's fine. Stop playing with my blinds. Making noise.
Playing with your dip dong.
Well...
expensive ass yo-yo.
$13. I don't think they did their research on how much things actually cost in the 90s. I hate how he keeps doing that.
Sorry.
He's just doing his best Will Smith impersonation.
What's with this dude?
Hey, Dale, I'm just going to throw this out there. You can buy yo-yos right now that are $30. So...
what?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Do they freaking do everything? Like, what's...
Roxanne!
Is she going to turn off the red light?
Oh my gosh, and it has the cheap 3D action, like, moving...
Whoa, hello.
How are you? What?
Where did that come from? Wow, okay.
That's not even the song. They just started the song and then just went somewhere else. It's a different version of Roxanne.
Whoa, Abe Vigoda just had a boner.
Whoa.
Is that Carmen Electra, seriously?
Is that
Carmen Electra?
Really?
It is Carmen Electra. Holy crap.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Roxanne. I'm here to turn off your red light, if you know what I mean. You hungry?
The fact that he's hungry for some meat is more Kel bleeding into the character because he's actually a very well-spoken person.
Whoa, that escalated quickly. Oh my god, make it stop.
Look at freaking Spatch in the background. He's hanging out there with his mouth open. Look at
Ding.
Him.
Ding.
Look at Spatch. Yeah. He's so dumb.
I dumb too.
Autism. Yay. Cuddly. Yeah,
and cuddly.
Nobody calls me chicken. Mew.
Chicken goes moo.
A cow goes gah.
Hey, what does the fox say?
What does the chicken say? Moo, 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 moo.
Oh, that's sweet. They can go in the Good Burger movie.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
I think that's the prop from Blank Check, and I'm not joking with that. I'm pretty sure it's the same prop from Blank Check. I'm not joking.
Yeah, it does look like that place from Blank Check. You're right.
Yo,
and he goes to a date in the uniform too.
We noticed that before. Wearing a tie.
Yeah, it's formal. It's formal uniform.
Hey, damn, he just ripped another corn dog.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you? if we're doing show titles for this, can we make that one of them?
He puts the weed to the corny exterior.
Put the wiener into the corny exterior. I'm dying tonight. Oh.
Digging that hat of hers.
Okay, can we turn on the red light?
Damn.
Ooh.
No.
No?
Never.
She's drinking Fruitopia.
Fruitopia. Holy shit. Yeah, that's how to impress a woman right there.
Ooh, hello.
That skirt's awesome too.
Yeah.
Awesome plaid skirt. The show has the greatest wardrobe ever.
Those two are a good couple, actually. The other two, not the slutty
not
two.
Not Carmen Electra and Kel.
Yeah.
Ah, you don't think Carmen Electra and Kel make a good couple?
Oh, I was really hoping it would go into her mouth. I was really hoping it was going to go into her mouth.
Six? Jeez.
I'm telling you. Dude, I'm not joking. He's autistic.
Oh, okay.
Well.
Blockbuster! Proudly sponsoring Good Burger.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, holy crap.
Oh.
Whoa!
Hello. No euphemisms.
Hello, my name's Ed.
I'm Ed.
Oh.
Jesus, he barely knows her, and they're trying to get them to go into the back room and turn off the red light.
I want to turn off your red light. Oh, the music. Music change.
Yeah.
Oh. Now you know how I feel after every episode of Geek.io, Cal Keenan. Well, so much for my self-esteem.
Aww.
One could say he's all that.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
Have you caught up, Vito, or are you still 30 seconds behind us all?
Yeah, pretty much. Actually, I think it's about 10 or 15.
Oh, what the hell? What was that on his nose before?
Why is she, like, super blotchy everywhere?
From all of the accidents she's had today.
It's not been a good day.
Chin? Holy crap.
It's not been a good day for Carmel Letcher.
Can you breathe? Jesus Christ!
Holy shit!
Is she wearing a different outfit
than
before?
Yes.
What the hell?
This movie's not violent enough, but I kind of expected her to fall into the... Oh, wow, it's her.
Holy crap.
Never mind.
Dear God, dear God, all that flashback. Good pies.
Pain in the ass customer. I am broken.
We are ahead. It is broken.
Monique gets to know the real Dexter. Chapter title. I love doing this. This is fun.
And Dale, that's what punch cards looked like before you were born.
I know. Shut up. Shut up. Don't get me old grumpy man Campbell again.
I can get old Ben Grumpy Campbell again. Or Grumpy Old Campbell. I don't know. Ooh.
Oh, snap.
It always starts over money.
Yep.
Hey, did we ever realize who that the guy we thought was Jet Jackson was? Did anybody ever figure that out?
I don't know who Jet Jackson is.
Oh, it's J. August Richards. He was from Angel.
Oh, yeah, it's Gunn. That's what we've been talking about.
I was just making sure we figured out who it was, like his real name.
His name is J. August Richards. He's on Angel and S.H.I.E.L.D. Where have you been, Bud Long?
Other places, evidently.
Other places. It's been on a mini golf course. It's been a
getting smacked around by balls.
Hey now.
Whoa. Oh God.
No, bitch, I just want a burger.
Oh my gosh.
It's a hell of a burger. Oh, that's why it's a hell of a burger. Why does he have a Mondo burger for lunch?
Holy crap. I just looked at a recent picture of Spatch. He does not look like he used to.
Right.
Nice.
So it's kind of like Josh from Drake and Josh, where he's all skinny and weird looking now.
Yeah, or Horatio Sands.
Why? That beef patty looks unnatural.
Well, it's because we just brought a dog off the street and we actually had one that's real meat and one that's plastic, and I can't imagine which one the dog would rather eat.
Right.
Plastic.
Oh, the poor clown.
Oh, clowns and broken down cars.
Hey, he said four. There's five.
Math is hard. All right. He's a dog. All right.
He's translating it from dog. Give him a break. What the hell? What the hell? What the? I'm confused.
That's understandable.
Did you just smack his ass?
Yes, yes he did.
Yes. yes, he did? Okay.
He? Question mark.
My throat hurts because tranny's in the Outback.
Yes. Tranny's in the Good Burger.
Oh. And that's how you make your meat thick.
Wow. Clipping that.
I think we have a show title for next week already.
Thick meat on your Good Burger.
Mondo Burger.
Mondo Burger.
Good Burger's all natural, dude.
Yeah, dude.
All natural.
Oop! Tranny's just got busted.
So the tranny's just got busted trying to find out how to thicken meat?
That's a hell of a skirt she's wearing right now.
Yes, Brad Long, yes.
It's a very shiny shirt, skirt she's wearing. It's very short. Call OSHA. She should not have her midriff exposed.
What the heck?
Whoa!
Well, he gets into character, man. She should still not have her midriff exposed.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hot pants.
Oh, don't even. No. Don't go
hot
there.
Hot pants. What's in your sauce, honey, if you know what I mean?
Dude.
What's in your sauce, dude?
That's a show title right there. Him, question mark. Demented Hills? What? Oh, that's the title of the next chapter. Look at that. Tie-in movie.
Yes, because this is how they carry around all mental patients.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, he's wearing the Good Burger hat, of course. Wait, was he wearing the Good Burger hat before?
No.
No, he wasn't.
No. Oh, obviously.
So they found it in his hot pants and put it on him.
Oh, yuck.
That's so ridiculous.
Here's a fun fact. They're not actually padded like that. Asylum walls were never actually padded like that. They were just padded in rounded corners so nobody could actually hurt themselves. You couldn't bounce off of them like that, though. It would still be like bouncing off a cement.
That's a new definition of fitting something square into a round hole. Oh, hi there.
Is that Amanda Bynes? I'm not joking.
No.
No. Should be, though.
Maybe in a few more years, yes.
This was 97. I don't think she was born yet.
No, she was on All That at this point, I think.
Really? How old is Amanda Bynes? She's not that old.
Amanda Bynes is not in this.
No, do you know who that is?
No, I'm looking right now.
It's Velma. Scooby.
Oh, really? My God.
The Freaks and Geeks.
Huh.
Oh, Heather, here we go.
My mind just exploded.
Wow.
Linda Cardellini?
Yeah.
Oh, holy crap.
ER, Scooby-Doo, Grandma's Boy, Brokeback Mountain. What?
Why? Oh, I don't like that movie. Anyway.
I don't either.
You just ate a card. What the hell? You're not supposed to call them crazy, douchebag.
Go fish!
Now he's not poking him. He's now.
Why are they playing cards on top of a chessboard? I don't understand.
with the ping pong bat.
And it was actually not even a chess board. It was chess pieces on a
backgammon board.
Backgammon, yeah.
Backgammon board.
And there's cards.
Rorschach.
Ah!
Hanging on a wall.
What the F?
Pretty sure that's a wrestler of the 90s.
I'll let you know once I catch up if it is or not.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
They had battery-operated torches back then?
No, they had battery flashlights. Flashlights.
Nice! Jumbo-sized.
Those are called wire cutters. Bolt cutters.
Bolt cutters.
They're a thing.
Yeah, I know. Of course. Why couldn't they do this originally? Did we really need that mental institution thing?
It's to get them out of the way.
Oh, true.
And it's probably foreshadowing.
Do you really need that needle?
This movie?
Yes.
Yeah, why do we need in there? Uh-oh, Abe's there.
Ah, get off my lawn. Get off my saws.
I'm your mother.
Aw, life lesson. Good on you, Good Burger. I'm proud of you.
Just press your help, I've fallen and can't get up button. It's fine.
Yeah, really. So you have, like, ability to just throw people in there? What the hell? Kurt from Mondo Burger, Batman, able to throw people to asylums with no questions asked. Poor Abe Vigoda.
Oh, shark poison. Oh, okay.
What did you think they said?
Shit poison?
That's White Castle.
Wait, what? Where'd that lunch come from? What? We still didn't establish what the time was.
Who's that?
Hey, it's Red from Orange is the New Black. No, I'm joking.
Who is that? No.
Are we looking for the nurse?
Yeah.
It is, I had her up earlier, Wendy Worthington. She's from Castaway, Crazy Stupid Love, Catch Me If You Can, Changeling. She's in Bones.
Yeah.
Melissa and Joey. That stupid show.
She's in everything.
Okay. So that's why she looks familiar, because yeah. She's in everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
88 credits for actors, by the way. He's like,
And George,
what's
the title of this chapter was called The Inmates Get Funky.
Nice. Strangely hot blonde lady.
I've got one picture for the Demented Hills dancers, by the way. It's Carmet Batcher.
Wow.
One of them has a picture.
Well done.
What the... What?
Oh, yeah. He's at 90s funk.
Wait, when did his freaking jacket get unbuckled?
What is this song?
Ghostbusters remix? I don't know.
What? I don't
Who
know
you gonna call?
Is.
Good Burger! Oops.
There he goes.
Turned on by a bunch of those women in this, this freaking
You're
thing.
Not.
What?
What?
Who's the Lurch guy? He looks familiar to me.
He does.
I'd like to say for the record that I'm turned on by no one in this film. No one.
Really? Kel does it for me.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
What?
That's...
Yeah. George, hold on. hold on.
George Clinton?
Yes.
Yes! Thank you.
What? Wait, hang on a sec.
His character...
I'm changing my mind.
Dancing, George Clinton's character is dancing crazy.
Nice.
Oh my god, 24 minutes. Hurry up.
Oh, come on, Dale. It's not that bad.
Yeah, this is...
That's actually not too bad now.
We've actually watched worse.
Much worse.
It was a rough beginning, but it's gotten better. Yeah.
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh! Right in the baby security guards.
Well, the security guard looks familiar to me too.
Exactly. Racist.
Sorry, the black one doesn't look familiar to me.
Why is it always so like smoky inside of the mental hospitals?
They never dust.
Because they're using Brian Ibbett's fog machine.
Tristan's fog machine.
Tristan Ibbett's fog machine.
Yes, right, right.
Easy.
And Velma there always is like really, really good looking to me. Even dressed up like that.
Linda Cardinale?
Yeah.
Yeah, it always bothered me because Velma was way too hot in the Scooby-Doo movies.
If this was done now, that would be Dave Bautista. But I'm pretty sure I'm still thinking that's a wrestler from the 90s. Whoa,
did
that
you
got
just say
racist
the,
quick.
Yeah, no. It wasn't just me who said that? The black hand
no.
side?
The black hand side? What does that even mean?
He might have meant back. No?
He certainly said black.
Oh, okay, because their palms are a different color than the back ends. Okay, got it.
Mr. Huge Scary Man. He looks very familiar.
Who is this?
Oh, Jesus. Well, at least they did the good sense of actually having a stuntman do that and not a doll. Oh, yeah. Go, Abe Vigoda. That's not... Oh, God, that was a horrible stuntman. Wow.
It was like,
I haven't seen a stuntman that bad since Jesus threw some guy through the window when we were watching that one show that Vito made us watch.
Oh, wait, what? I gotta watch this.
It was like the first thing that Vito made us watch. I don't remember the show, but... the guy who plays Jesus, like, threw a Buster... What the...
What? Wait, why would he go through the one that was already...
Because he's an idiot.
Whoa, wait, what? No, God, that hurt my head. That continuity shot just really hurt my head.
You're not the only one.
Comes down from above and then somehow is brought in from the left screen. What the hell? Also,
again,
did hills, really?
To have plot holes. One, yes, you need a plot. Hills. Two...
Perfect name.
Demented Hills.
Why is it backwards on the truck?
So you see it...
in the rearview mirror. Yeah.
In the rearview mirror, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually popular.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like ambulances.
Demented Hills
ambulance
is an actual thing.
They'll say ambulance backwards on the front
windshield.
They usually do it with ambulances.
Yeah. Obese bros. Obese bros.
That sounds like an awesome show, Beast Bros.
That is an amazing name for... Oh, wow.
That's a great ice cream brand.
Yeah, it is. Wait, the truck wasn't open in the back before.
Hey, listen, don't look into it too much, okay?
Just come on.
Let it do its thing.
Obese Bros.
Oh, yeah, ice cream. It's happy fluffy ice cream time.
Nice.
Happy fluffy ice cream time.
It's happy fluffy ice cream time.
Is that Mel Brooks? No, it couldn't have been.
Can't do it? Alright.
30 seconds behind. I love it.
Hey, it's Lou's Barbershop in the back there. Anyone else see that?
Wait, what?
Never mind.
Obese Brothers.
Hey, you're just catching up to us now, Fido.
No, I'm just saying it again because it's just
that's brilliant. That's an amazing name for an ice cream. That I can't think of a better name for an ice cream place.
Wait, there's such an avenue as Workman's Avenue. Is that a thing?
Sure.
Sure.
Snatch!
Saw that on the street. So, uh-oh. He's going to taste the sauce. He's going to taste it, I bet. See, there's that review mirror thing that we were talking about earlier with the letters spelt backwards. Oh, hello.
That guy looks familiar, too.
Why aren't they throwing those out the back of the van?
Yeah.
Why are they?
The door's open. Just have them just...
Oh, wait. I take that back. You know what? They'd have to trust Ed to do it. And never mind. He's doing a rather good job.
I saw they.
Oh, of course you got to use your windscreen wipers.
Windscreen?
Windscreen wipers. Shut up.
He just said, fudge!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fudge.
God.
Hand-painted,
that
too.
Outfit,
look at that.
Though. That guy looks a lot like Neil Patrick Harris does now.
You know he's eating that, too?
Awesome air.
Damn,
he puts air on that one, man.
Oh, here we go. This is going to be fun.
Wow.
Well, Price Speed Chase is down this road.
I'm pretty sure I saw Justin Bieber wear that same outfit last week.
Ah. Are you sure that wasn't me? That was me.
Hey, we've got credits for the elderly ladies.
Oh?
We've got Jo Farkas. She's been in 23 movies. Nice. And then Eve Seagal.
And the elderly lady that he tackles, I don't know why I remember this, but at the time she was the oldest stunt woman.
She was the oldest what?
Stunt woman.
Oh,
wait,
nice.
The door's closed now. The back door's closed now. Just put that out there.
Wait, that looks like a good place.
They're all over the Haagen-Dazs in the obese bros truck.
Wait, how?
And that right there is Eve Seagal or Seagal. Just throwing that out there.
What the? Wait.
What?
Awkward. Oh, that's more awkward.
That just went from awkward to holy shit.
The doors are open.
I just tackled some old lady.
Yeah.
We're just gonna record the chronology of the open doors and the obese bros ice cream truck.
Obese bros.
Triamphethol.
Check out all the gum that's under that counter.
What does that have to do with anything?
What the hell was that company named? Frito-Lay?
Frito-Lay.
Frito-Lay, okay.
That's actually a real company. No. Stop making fun of food.
A real company? Okay.
You're really tempting me to say something about that, to comment on Frito-Lay, Dale. You, of all people, really? Come on.
Yep. You're welcome.
My mind is going everywhere.
Wait, was that fruit? Olay.
Olay. Olay, olay.
They had time to switch into their uniforms?
Yes. Yes,
no,
they did.
They were in their uniforms.
No, they were in their escapee outfits from the Mental Asylum.
It's a new chapter, all right? It's a new chapter, Mark.
It's been like 3 weeks since they filmed the last scene. Leave them alone.
The one before it was The Race to Save Good Burger, and this one's called Ed's Idea.
Oh god.
So this is parkour before it was popular, right?
Where are you getting chapter names from?
iTunes.
Oh, I'm iTunes. Okay.
No, Dale bought this on DVD.
I didn't know. Never know with Dale. He likes to buy terrible movies.
This is my thing.
It's funny because he's fat. Ha ha ha.
He had too much obese ice cream.
Yeah, too much obese bros ice cream.
Obese bros.
Apostrophe. Beast.
Oh, comma base.
Comma, that's the word I was looking for.
Oh, apostrophe. Oh, comma. Oh, that's funny.
Floating comma.
Kills climbing, or Keenan's climbing over the edge. He just, like, lost 30 pounds and then gained it.
Does this remind anybody else of the old 90s McDonald's commercials that was like, off the hood, around the world, nothing but net?
Yes.
He was like, it's simple. Just jump on the burger, and then shimmy up the fry, and then climb up the straw and down the chute.
Welcome to Wipeout.
I'm pretty sure they were making a call to that.
Yeah.
Wipeout McDonald's edition, right there.
I'm telling you, dude, Nickelodeon guts all up in this joint.
Ooh, hello. Wow.
Wow.
Just wow.
Buster. There was that was Buster. That wasn't a stat. That was a ragdoll. I love it.
It may have actually been Buster.
Yeah.
And again, can we do that again?
Because we're not ignoring
toilet
the fact that
paper.
One
really? Okay, the toilet paper has replaced the buns. There you go.
Smoke coming out of the straw. The straw's right over the laundry?
Yeah.
Where's the smoke coming from?
That's where the dryer exhaust goes out.
Okay.
And if you move the burger the wrong way, you'll get into a meth lab, and then Heisenberg will be down there.
Ooh.
Oh. Just the idea of getting mustard in my mouth makes me gag.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Smack that ass, Keenan.
Ride that pony. I don't know what that was about. Just random ass smacking right there.
random arse smacking. Again, this movie is summing up how I feel after every episode of Geek.io.
Random ass feeling? What? Or ass smacking?
Yes, and okay. Horrible self-esteem. God, that meat just looks, ugh.
It looks like Red Bull.
I wouldn't even feed that to my dog.
Let alone pretty sure that's Play-Doh. I'm not even joking. I think that's
Play-Doh. Or it could be foam. It actually could be foam.
I think it is.
The budget on this won't allow for Play-Doh. It's probably foam.
They just got a whole bunch of used mattresses and poured red food dye on them.
It's probably some knockoff Play-Doh from Kmart or somewhere like that.
No, they bought some gym mats from McDonald's right before they went into the McRib.
Nice.
Nice. Not much meat in these gym mats.
Ironically, if they are foam mats, that's what's in a lot of McDonald's. It's the same chemical that makes them the pink goo and stuff.
Pink goo.
Delicious pink goo. Go to Grindr.
The grinder.
Get some grindage.
No, we're in the juice.
No, we isn't the juice.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Gnarly, dude.
Uh-oh.
God,
Oh, here we go.
Just because... Whoa.
Holy crap. So that's where they got the idea for a TMNT. Oh, no. They got this from TMNT. That's what happened. It's the ooze.
Oh, it's the end of Mondo Burger as we know it. It's the
end
of the Mondo Burger.
The way that they do their damn burgers, like the horrible factory processing the burgers, screw that crap.
Oh.
Why is that falling? Why is that falling? Why did that fall?
Because the kitchen is connected to that, because that's where the kitchen is.
And now there's a giant, 9.0 earthquake going on right now.
Shake machine!
Yeah. Wait, what the...
This... It's awesome. This is the most awesome part of the movie.
Because they're blowing up bicycle tires.
Yes.
Why is it... Tristan, quit laying off... Wait, what?
I'm not sure
CJ's
what's going on.
In the middle of one process, and then just goes, what? Huh?
Wait, why is it doing that? What the hell? Wait.
What the?
Now it's night. Now it's day.
I can't handle this.
This is too much bad.
Is he wearing JNCOs? That would be great.
Wait, what? Why is it? Why just the burger? Why just the burger?
Because it fits perfectly on top of his Acura. Now it looks like the good the burger mobile.
Yes.
Nah.
Oh my god, that outfit. Oh my god,
what
that
is
outfit.
Up with the oversized collar thing? What, how?
I need it. I need it.
I don't even understand.
Wait, what? What?
Why is it that needs the fire department?
There's no fires going on.
I love that you can see the wire on the burger as it falls.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. That was
and
awesome.
Why were they on the fire department truck? Like, why?
That's who got them off the top of the building. The fire department's
yeah.
called for the
oh,
ladder.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Well.
It's like cats and trees. You're lying. You yeah, have
I like that there was a random police officer walking out with a like sofa-sized burger earlier. Look at him. Look, right behind him.
Yeah,
he's like, guys, I got lunch.
No touching my me. It's you, being used as evidence. Now. And hopefully it doesn't explode because, you know.
Well, they might use it. The firemen have it now, so they might use it as that trampoline thing they used to catch people from jumping from buildings. They'll just set it down
wait,
and let people
is that
land
guy
on it.
Wait,
stretcher.
Did someone die?
Come on, Sinbad. Use that, on, Sinbad. Use that jingle all the way muscle.
Use that jingle power.
Oh my god, I need that outfit. Dude, wait. The leopard's on the back. Oh my god. Tigers. Oh my god, I need it so much.
Looks like he's about to go shoot a Bollywood movie or something.
Oh my god. That guy is my idol. Not Sinbad, that guy.
Mr. Wheat?
Yeah. Great. I'm looking around for in the background just because it's the best part of this. Supermodels.
Oh, supermodels in their skimpy outfits, yep.
Lots of supermodels. Yeah.
All of the supermodels. Some extras, just some extras to fill in the space.
Yeah, but the extras in the background are typically the best thing of movies in the 90s.
Not in this time.
Oh, yeah, they're all boring. Wait, what's that guy doing? Move it around.
I'm over here!
Look at me, Ma. That's how I imagine JD is in his movie. Hey, look at me, Mom. I'm on camera.
Sorry, that's one of the way. Looking at the wrong camera.
Wow!
Whoa!
Wow! Wow!
Dexter Reed? Come on, my friend. Yay, pointless speech to fill in time. Yay.
Because we aren't already stretched out to over an hour and a half. Spatch!
What the hell? I reckon that guy is the best thing about the movie.
Why do they have a wagon wheel?
What? there we go. Because it's part of the decoration. It's part of the Good Burger experience.
Yeah. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order? Oh, yes.
Ding! Dink. Ding!
Wow.
Oh, yay. My God. What
good
you would like to watch next? Nice. Recess.
Wow, Recess? Yeah. Are you guys getting this?
Yes. Yeah.
And Master Recess? Of Disguise?
Yes.
And I got, I can't pronounce
Recess?
That name.
Recess, Taking Back the Fifth and Grade. Yeah, Killa and the Bee, and then Master of Disguise.
Yeah, so we're all three getting the same suggestions. Nice.
Upset customer.
Thanks for personalizing
sad
it,
clown,
Netflix.
Ice cream man, driving attendant, scared customer, frightened customer, monster worker, elderly
frightened
ladies.
Customer?
Attendance.
Wow. All right, well, that was a Good Burger, everybody.
Yes, it was. That was definitely a Good Burger.
That was definitely
wow,
a Good
was
Burger.
I'm just glad that Azevedo's internet kept up.
Yeah, there was Puppeteers. Sorry, I'm watching the credits. I want to get my money's worth.
Oh, that's right. Watching the talking credits. Floating hamburgers. Those were fun.
Ah,
oh,
yes.
Yeah.
We started at such a good point, at such a high point.
Yeah.
The Puppeteers.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is JD from How It Stacks here to talk to you about ProXPN. It is a private VPN, which basically means it is going to mask your IP address, protecting your data. So if you're out on the interwebs doing things you might not need to be doing, or if you're banking online overseas, it will help mask your data and keep it completely private. And you can do this for only $6.25 a month regularly, or you can use Geek20 for 20% off. So it's a pretty stellar deal, guys, and I'm just going to be honest, with all of the stuff that we've had going on, it's a good idea to invest in something like ProXPN.com. So I am JD, and I approve this message.
Let's see what everybody thought of the movie. Dale, you were not born when this movie came out.
Shut your face. I was 4 when this movie came out.
Oh, wow. I was in 7th grade. Holy crap.
It was slow at the beginning, but it turned into... obviously, happy fluffy ice cream time towards the end, and I really enjoyed, if it was like all of the happy fluffy ice cream time throughout the movie, then it would have been good, but yeah.
All right,
slow starts really get to me. Tito rating, yeah. Jeez, oh my god, Tito rating.
We haven't used these in a while, so.
I'm enjoying this third week song at the end of the
I'm going to get in the background.
The book, yeah. He's a dude, she's nice. A dude, we're all dudes.
Yes.
Yep.
Listen, let's go.
Tito rating, I'm going to put it at about a 6. Because it really was just a fun, enjoyable watch with everyone else. Now, if I was by myself, it'd be kind of a different position. But no, I'm going to give it a 6.
So not even a half point for half a tranny,
nope.
For the cross-dressing?
Not even half a tranny.
Yeah.
Oh, actually.
There were trannies in this movie.
I mean, I'm
so
just throwing it out there.
At least one more.
At least a half a tranny.
Fine. 6.5. I'll bump it up.
you'll do what?
Kel really getting into character in his tranny outfit.
Right.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Taking it over the edge.
And Raul, what do you think?
It's a 90s movie. What else can I say about it?
I mean, did you hate it as a 90s movie, or did you kind of enjoy watching it?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. I mean, it's just...
Kind of, sort of hated it, or kind of, sort of
watched
it?
Well, no, I wouldn't call it exactly a family movie or a kid's movie. Something to have running in.
Wait, you mean the Carmen Electra and the random... never mind. We'll just leave it alone. We'll let this be a family-friendly show.
By the way, the cover of Roxanne was performed by Spearhead in this film. Carry on. Sorry, I'm still watching the credits.
Not the greatest rapper. Sorry.
Yep. As a movie altogether, I do agree that you need a plot to have plot holes.
As I kept saying, yep, okay.
Yeah. I would give it about a 7.
All right.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
I too am going to give it a 7.
All right.
This was actually more fun than I expected it to be. I thought it was going to be a lot more terrible.
Yeah, same.
It actually made me laugh a few times.
Oh, by the way, the American Humane Association...
Oh, look at that! We're all dudes performed by less than Jake. So
there you go.
And Kel Mitchell. So that's straight up third place.
That's why it sounded familiar. Okay.
Yeah.
The American Humane Association was present on the set to monitor the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this film.
Wow, I was so worried.
One animal?
The dog.
The dog.
So, all right, I've got a question. Oh no, we need to finish rating first. I'll do 7.5. I did enjoy it. The 0.5 is for the cross dressing. That's all that was.
Oh, an extra.
I can't. For the I can't help but put in a little half a tranny. So.
Tranny.
Fair enough. I was gonna give it a 7.5, and then I'm gonna bump it up the extra 0.5 because of the trannies in the movie. So I'm gonna give it an 8.
Wow. Like, okay.
I actually had a lot of fun watching this in the commentary, especially from Dale. In this really
right.
Sorry. See, Dale never experienced this.
We have to watch all these quintessential 90s American films that absolutely don't make sense anywhere else. Make them like over the top fantastic. If I watched it alone, I would still probably give it a 6, but you know, watching it with you guys like bumped it up like 2 whole points.
Well, you do realize my rating system's now all jacked up because of the terribleness that I've watched.
Right.
So
yeah.
Your ratings are skewed.
Yep. Yeah.
So
my trainees are skewed.
The real question here is, what is everybody rating it in Netflix?
I'm not rating it anything.
I'm going to go ahead and give it a 4.
Okay. Question, before you click 4. Wait, before you click 4, what did it say your suggested rating would be?
Mine was a 4.
Mine was a 2.3.
Jeez!
2.3. What my suggested rating was 2.3, and the average is 3.8. And I'm giving it a 4, so that's actually, the average is really close to what I'm giving it. It's pretty, I'm just giving props to Netflix.
I mean, Budlong didn't watch half the movies that we watched, so...
See?
Oh, you know what? Yeah. Good call.
Now I'm gonna go to iTunes and see what the related movies to rent are.
Uh-oh.
Because remember, when we were doing this every week, Budlong's like, I didn't watch it.
That was twice.
It didn't happen that often. We can go back and look at those scores. It wasn't that often. I'm trying to think, do they not have a, outside of what we got earlier after the movie, do they not have a related section for Netflix?
It'll pop up 2 weeks from now.
You watched Good Burger and rated it 4 stars. Here, watch all that.
Because you like Good Burger.
Yeah.
We got 3 categories to choose from. We got more from these actors, more from this director, or more movies from comedy.
Oh, see, director. Let's go director. Brian Robbins. I'm curious.
All right, so we got Big Fat Liar. Okay. 1,000 words.
Really?
Coach Carter.
Wow.
Shaggy Dog.
So how about
Radio?
There are no other movies from him in Netflix.
Chud 2?
What?
Chud 2? There's a Chud 2?
There's a Chud 2.
Holy crap.
I don't even know what Chud 1 is. Should I?
Have you not listened to that film stack yet?
No, I guess not.
Oh, man.
That's cannibalistic human under, what was it?
Underground dwellers.
Wait, there's such a thing called Pumpkinhead 4.
Oh, dude, Pumpkinhead is ridiculously weird. Like, it's not even... That movie used to give me nightmares. I won't even lie. I watched that as a kid, which I shouldn't have. But nightmares, dude. Nightmares.
All right. Oh, so... That was great.
That was awesome.
I knew as soon as I saw it on Netflix that we had to.
So Chud 2, a military experiment to create a race of super warriors goes awry, and legions of murderous zombies are unleashed upon a suburban neighborhood.
So not Chud at all.
Right.
There's a movie in here called Wieners? What is this?
Whoa, hey, where are you? Hold on.
Well sold.
Wait a minute.
Oh, boy.
It's also featuring the, what's his face? Oh, no,
Wait, Chud is on Amazon Instant Streaming? No, okay, no, it's rental. All right.
No, it's rental. Hop on board the Wiener Wagon and take a ride with Wieners, a historical and irrelevant new comedy. What? In the tradition of Harold and Kramer and Road Trip, 3 friends embark on a zany? That's not even a word. Zany. Cross-country road trip filled with oddball characters, strange bodily fluids, and... of course, delicious hot dogs for everyone.
Chud 1 is on Netflix. Just saying.
Came out in 2008. I want to put this on my list. I want to see this.
So
It's, MA, it's rated MA 15 plus.
Wait, though. Hold on. So there's two Ooh, Chud my. Twos. How kind? What kind of? What is this? Hold on.
They also feature wieners, actual wieners.
Yes.
Featuring actual wieners.
So I'm so confused about Chud Two.
Coming up next on Terrible Tuesday Movie Night, we're doing all the porno. All
hey,
right.
So when should we end this, by the way? Because I'm still recording, and well, we're still live.
I'm about to do an outro here.
Okay,
so,
good.
Right.
I just realized we've been going for a while.
Yeah. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you guys for coming and watching this. It's been a while since we've done this. I want to do this monthly, and we've already decided what February's Geek.io / Terrible Techie Movie Night is, and that is going to be back to the YouTube classics of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, Turtles in Time. Aww, so,
man.
Join us, will you? We Why'd will you? Take it on the black hand side. All right, guys. So we will see you on Thursday. We actually have Len Peralta joining us. And for Geek.io and Chef Wonder Media, I guess that's it, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.
I want to get out of here. I want to be-